Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
I will tee this up and get out of the way. It is time for a game, people.
We do it, yep.
How much weight did Danny gain on vacation, which was a five-day stay in New Orleans?
Mm-hmm. So we left Thursday after the radio program, got down to New Orleans around midnight or so. Nothing really consumed there. Got up Friday and began the eating journey. So really, it's all day Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then most of the day Monday, and we flew back. So it's 4 days and a little, right, overall time in New Orleans.
You didn't eat anything Thursday?
Thursday I had Chick-fil-A for dinner.
Okay, that's kind of a start.
Yeah, so that's your kickoff, yeah. Right? I wasn't going to eat anything, wasn't really feeling hungry, and then I saw somebody with a Chick-fil-A sandwich, and I said, well, I got to have that.
We traveled Thursday night.
Yeah.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday was 4 full days of eating.
Four full days plus, right? Yeah. So it's really the 4 full days is the way I would kind of describe it. So New Orleans is my favorite food city. I love it so much, but you know, I feel run down and terrible and disgusting and awful in addition to the late night and travel shebangus from last night. But happy to answer any questions here. As folks know, if I'm in the same room as a carb, I gain weight. If I'm not absolutely 100% perfect, I gain weight. So even still, there are things to tamp it down. I exercised in the morning all 4 days we were there. Every full day we were there, I exercised. Some of it was significant. Sometimes it was just, you know, going through 30 minutes on the elliptical. But still, every day that we were there, I put some exercise in, plus walking around the normal fare. I cannot eat as much as I used to, both in just terms of that's how I normally am, and also because I'm quite literally on medication to stop myself from doing that. It gets to the point that you feel sick much quicker. So I did not eat anywhere near the volume I have in the past. So this isn't just some way to be like, to ruin it and say, I actually ended up losing weight. I did not. I gained weight, but just trying to appropriately set the expectations here. And with that, the floor is you guys's. I will answer any questions.
Now, we were with you the whole time, so we don't have as many questions as we normally would.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for the listening audience, we've still got to ask some
of them. Sure, yes, of course, to give them some color.
If you don't mind.
And feel free to tweet at FunnyDanny and at Grant H. Paulson what you think your guess is.
So, very quickly, how arduous were the workouts? If you give us a little more detail.
Yeah, so each time I would do some kind of cardio, whether it was a heavy uphill walk, like a little 13-3-30 action I do with Ryan, or elliptical, or something, some derivation therein, and then some weight training. So the three of the workouts included weights. One of them did not.
Like a good workout, though.
Yes. Okay. Like solid, strong workout, as good as I would do at home.
Okay. Like that. Second, did you drink nothing?
Not a sip of alcohol. It's not true. I had a sip of champagne at the airport because Christian brought it to us.
Right.
So that's the first alcohol I've had this year, by the way.
Okay, and no issues with your one sip of alcohol?
No, thank goodness. I didn't have any problems.
Very good. Your fattiest fat meal would have been what?
Ooh, good question by you. Fattiest fat meal. I had three-eighths of a muffaletta. So to give you an idea, years past when I gained almost 15 pounds in 4 days, I ate an entire muffaletta sandwich from Napoleon House, and the manager there was very kind, said he's only seen a handful of people do that since he's opened and run the store, opened Napoleon House, for the better part of a decade. So the couple people that have done it are giant, super fat, you have a problem, you're going to die any minute people, and me. So that's the only people that he's ever seen do that. So I ate a whole one years ago before we went to dinner that night. I didn't do that this time. I ate 3/8 of one.
And then we went to dinner.
And then we went to dinner 6 hours later.
And we ate a lot.
And we ate a bunch.
At dinner.
So that was my fattest day. That was Saturday.
And you never got sick?
I did.
You ate yourself sick?
I ate myself sick.
Which day was that?
Sunday.
Sunday night?
Yeah.
Okay. Because that could, I mean, that's not a good thing, but that could tilt the scales a
little
bit.
But again, this wasn't a, I ate so much that I was so stuffed. This was a, I ate stuff that I can't be eating. Like Sunday afternoon, again, our guy Christian, so generous, left, had in our rooms for us a bunch of like New Orleans style sweet treats, candies, zebra cakes, and things like that. And I was a little bit hungry in between mealtimes, just with some hours to kill. So I had a couple of those like sweet things, and that set me on a bad path.
Okay.
So that was bad.
Does anyone have any other questions for Danny?
I have one comment. I was actually at the Napoleon House with Danny. He actually forgot. He also had a bowl of gumbo.
We did have gumbo there, yes.
And he also had bread. So, and also some tea as well. I mean, it was,
that's funny.
It was quite a display.
He forgot that.
He forgot.
That's
the
true.
Gumbo
I did forget that.
Bread.
That's true. I was trying to hide it, but yeah. I did. We had gumbo, which was very tasty, and 3/8 of a muffaletta.
Yeah, I mean, he pummeled that thing.
When did you guys go there?
That was Saturday afternoon.
You guys went to the high school state
championship. Yeah, well, you guys are watching high school football.
After that, okay.
Yeah, we got back from the behind-the-scenes New Orleans Mardi Gras tour, and we went to a Napoleon House.
Dad and I were watching Edna Carr run up the score in a state title game, baby. Let's go.
That was so much fun. Such a blast. Great. Yeah, what a great opportunity it was. The only question I got for you, Danny, at the stadium, I sat next to you at the Superdome.
Yep.
And you were nervously eating your bucket of popcorn.
I ate as much popcorn as I could before I got sick of it, and I gave it to other people.
Right. Did you have anything else to eat at the Superdome?
No.
Just the popcorn?
Just the popcorn.
And did you have a beverage?
Water.
So you had the giant breakfast at Brennan's with us Sunday.
Yes.
And then you didn't eat again until Christian's house? Or that was the day you ate all your tasty
That was the day
cakes?
I had. When we got back home from the game, we had about 3 hours.
Yeah.
And I nibbled on some sweets, and I shouldn't have.
Okay. And shout out to Christian. I think he made them. Maybe his wife did, but I think it was Christian. Baked brownies for me, because he knows I love brownies, which are amazing. And he had the edges of the brownies, which is what I like the most.
Mm-hmm, the edgetronic.
Prepared just perfectly for me at his house. And he baked Danny his favorite cake.
Yellow cake with chocolate icing.
He knows what we like.
That old Duncan Hines recipe, man.
He had it prepared for us. And that meal was unbelievable.
What a meal that was.
It was so good.
So good.
Mac and cheese, which we talk a lot about.
Sure, yeah.
The shrimp stuffing, which is going to be my new, you know, first round pick in the Thanksgiving draft, I think. It was just amazing. I'm trying to think, what was the meat that I was pummeling as well?
Oh, you mean the steak?
Oh, the flank steak.
Yeah, it was just steak. That's all. Just great steak.
God, flank steak cooked to perfection. What a meal. All right. So with that in mind, I think I have a guess.
Okay.
Well, I have a question.
Oh, please, please. Absolutely. We'll allow you.
Danny, what did you consume last night at the airport and as well as on the flight? Because I believe I saw a soda in there, and that is right before you weigh in.
I had a ginger ale because my stomach was barking. Yeah. So a little bit of ginger to calm that SOB down. I associate that. I can only have ginger ale when my stomach ain't right, and that's what I had because my stomach wasn't right. And I had an airline bag of pretzels. I was going brat diet there.
But we went hard in the paint at Brennan's yesterday during the show.
Absolutely. And I wasn't, I did it, but man, was that a gut throw right there.
All right. So I'll let you guys go first. I've got a number I want to lock in on.
Closer to the pin here, not Price is Right.
I've got a guess here. I'm going to guess 10.2 pounds.
No chance.
Danny gained 10.2 pounds.
Wow,
10
dude.
Is too many.
All right. I'm going to lock in at 8.5. Let's go 8.5 pounds.
8.5
would
Darren's?
Be great. Yeah. I mean, what you're sleeping on, I think, a little bit, Rhino. And look, you could be right. Nobody knows. But the drug, I mean, we're on a thing where it's just so, like, he's probably not eating as much as we're thinking. We're seeing him eat a lot of stuff, but you get stuffed quickly.
No, I know, but I think it's by the time. Like, yesterday, I think, may have been one of his biggest consuming days as far as food goes.
Oh, that's a good point.
And that's right before weigh-in. Like, that's going to weigh heavy on him.
Got it. I'm going
to
say,
so to speak, the other way heavy.
I'm going
to
say 5.9 pounds.
5.9 pounds for Grant. TK is in, by the way, at 8 pounds even. That is,
oh,
that
he's
is
got
his
it
guess.
At 8?
Yeah, he had 8
Am
even.
Am I light on this?
No, I mean, everybody's... Again, I was trying to set the expectation appropriately.
Yeah.
Everyone is used to me doing the like rug
the crazy
pull
thing.
Type bit where it's like, I'm telling you, I worked really hard. I really didn't eat very much badly. I did a good job. And I still gained 30 pounds or whatever. Like, everyone's used to that. I'm trying to appropriately set the expectations here so people aren't disappointed.
Now I'm starting to wonder if he's going to pull the rug again.
I mean, there's nothing to pull. Like, you understand the feeling here. You know what's going on.
I do.
And I exercised a bunch. All right, everybody's ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Here's your reveal. When I departed, this is Thursday morning before going to work and then going to the airport, etc. 219.4. That's 219.4.
Sub 220.
I've been chopping wood in that,
right,
in that range, doing the best thing. I'm trying to get down to like 202 DC area code. I know. I'm almost there. Just a few dozen pounds shy. When I returned and I weighed myself this morning after not a great night of sleep, maybe some of the water weight, who knows what it is what. two, three,
no.
2.7.
No.
If you're listening no. and doing math in your head,
no.
13.3 pounds.
No.
13.3 pounds, despite being medicated, despite exercising, despite quite literally to prevent this very thing, to stop this from happening.
Oh, that should be
a fraction of what I ate a handful of years ago, to only gain 1.5 pounds more than I did over these last 4 days. Do you understand?
I am so sorry.
That
dude.
5 years, when did we go? 2018? 6 years ago.
My wife, on two straight mornings, came up from the gym and told me Danny was grinding in the gym.
6 years ago, this was a fraction of what I ate 6 years ago. A fraction. Like, not like an 80% either. This was, dude, 40% at most.
They bought, just as an example, they brought out bread pudding at the end of the trip to do some skits and bits because Danny ate four of the bread puddings.
Four.
The last time we were there. And you, because we were literally running out the door, scooped a couple of spoonfuls of bread pudding.
Out of courtesy, to be honest with you. I felt bad that someone efforted and prepared it. And I'm like, oh, this is so delicious. And I was like going to die.
Right. Die.
13.3 pounds.
Now, I always say this to you. You'll be down to like probably 6 or 7 within 24 hours, 38 hours.
I better be. I mean, I'm trying to play basketball tonight. So I have no idea how I'm going to do that. I feel terrible, but
playing basketball tonight is a mistake. Yeah. I'll just tell you that in advance.
I don't plan on shooting. Like, layups and foul shots only. I'm going to pass and just jog, basically.